This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. More now on a top story NPR has been telling you about. The NFL's first game of the day is underway this morning in London. The first chance players have had on the field to react to the comments made by President Trump at a rally in Alabama Friday night. Trump called on owners to dismiss players who've refused to stand during the national anthem.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us now. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Shira.
The president also criticized the NBA's reigning champions, but we'll get to that in a minute. With the NFL in London this morning, quite a response to the president's comments.
Yeah, there was quite a response. The game is taking place at Wembley Stadium, and you had players and coaches from both teams, the Ravens and the Jaguars, linking arms. And you also had several Ravens players kneeling on the field. And I think what we're seeing here is it was a definite message to President Trump that the players in particular would not be deterred, would not be intimidated by the president's remarks. And if anything, those remarks have served as a catalyst for further action.
Let's review the background behind the president of the United States unleashing his fury on athletes.
Well, first of all, Trump has long objected to NFL players protesting social injustice and racism by taking a knee or sitting during the national anthem. This all started when former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick sat during the national anthem before a preseason game in August 2016. That led to a wave of protest throughout the NFL, with some players doing the same. Kaepernick has not been signed by another NFL team. And of course, Trump earlier this year took credit for that. Now we'll head over to the NBA. With the Warriors not being welcome at the White House, that started when Warriors star Steph Curry said Friday that he would vote no if the team were invited to the White House. In other words, if they had a team meeting and they said, what do you want to do about this? He was against going for the White House, precisely because of what he's been hearing from President Trump. So there was some controversy over whether the invitation had actually been extended, but there is no debate that Warriors coach Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, and several other players, you know, they've been openly critical of Trump.
Right. Back to the NFL. As we said, the first game in London is underway, and there are 14 games on the schedule today. Shira, before today's demonstration in London, what was the response from players?
Well, not surprisingly, NFL players past and present have been very vocal about this and very critical of the comments. And in fact, team owners have been critical about what they're calling the divisive rhetoric that Trump is putting out there. It sort of feels a little bit like, you know, Lucille Ball in the chocolate factory, where she can't keep up with the conveyor belt. And that's how it's been, you know, with the tweets coming out and with the release statements from NFL players and NFL owners. One of the most retweeted reactions came from Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman. He said, quote, "The behavior of the president is unacceptable and needs to be addressed. If you don't condemn this divisive rhetoric, you are condoning it." Also, it should be said that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell released a statement. It was very politic, I think, trying to calm things down. This is part of what Goodell said. Quote, "Divisive comments like these demonstrate an unfortunate lack of respect for the NFL, our great game, and all of our players." But getting back to that conveyor belt, that the information just keeps coming and coming, no surprise that Trump was back on Twitter this morning with another tweet. And he said, quote, "If NFL fans refuse to go to games until players stop disrespecting our flag and country, you will see change take place fast. Fire or suspend! Exclamation point."
End quote.
End quote.
And that's sort of the crux of the matter, which is that the president is conflating an act of protest of racial injustice with disrespecting flag and country.
Exactly. These players see their actions during the national anthem as a protest of racial inequality and social injustice. That is why they are doing it. They have also spoken out about it, and there is more to it than what the president would mislead you to believe.
Sure, the Patriots play the Houston Texans at 1 this afternoon in Foxborough. The team's owner, Robert Kraft, and coach Bill Belichick are known as supportive of Trump. Tom Brady has been a friend of Trump. And now, Sunday morning, more than a day after the president's comments at the rally, Robert Kraft has released a statement.
Yes, he has. This morning, Robert Kraft said, quote, "I am deeply disappointed by the tone of the comments made by the president on Friday." That's part of the statement. I would say that it was a little bit more than tone we're talking about. These were either, depending on how you see it, divisive or inflammatory words from the president. However, I think that Kraft kind of picked up steam toward the end of his comment when he said, quote, "Our players are intelligent, thoughtful, and care deeply about our community, and I support their right to peacefully effect social change and raise awareness in a manner that they feel is most impactful." That's one response from the Patriots. It'll be interesting to see what the response is post-game today. We also have one Patriots player speaking out. Devin McCourty tweeted that he had not gone to the White House because he felt he wasn't accepted there. So he said, basically, "I got all this criticism for not going to the White House. Why aren't people criticizing Trump for calling players sons of bitches?"
Right. And, also Friday night, in the middle of a news cycle that included strong research and updates on football players and brain damage, the president decided to say that TV ratings for NFL games are down in part because of new safety rules.
"Today, if you hit too hard, right, they hit too hard, 15 yards, throw him out of the game. They had that last week. I watched for a couple of minutes, and two guys just really beautiful tackle. Boom, 15 yards. The referee gets on television. His wife is sitting at home. She's so proud of him. They're ruining the game."
Shira, how is that comment being received?
Not well. In fact, it prompted a very, very sharp rebuke from the executive director of the NFL Players Association, Damaris Smith. He emphasized the importance of player safety. These rules are in place to protect player safety. Smith also said that he stood behind the players' right to exercise free speech. And I think, again, this comes in light of recent CTE studies and recent revelations about Aaron Hernandez suffering severe CTE. The rules that have been put in place to protect player safety, they're an attempt to make the game safer. And you're asking essentially for a more violent, less safe game because it's more entertaining.
Shira, thank you.
Thank you.
WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer. This is WBUR.